It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, July 30th, 2018. Today is the birthday of legendary American Major League Baseball manager Charles Dillon Casey Stengel, born in Kansas City, Missouri in 1890. Best known as the manager of both the championship New York Yankees of the 1950s and later of the hapless expansion New York Mets, he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1966. In 1910, he began a professional baseball career that would span more than half a century. After almost three seasons in the minor leagues, Stengel reached the majors as an outfielder for the Brooklyn Dodgers. His six seasons there saw some success, including Brooklyn's 1916 National League Championship, but he also developed a reputation as a clown. After repeated clashes over pay with the Dodgers' owner, Charlie Ebbets, Stengel was traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1918, but that summer he enlisted in the Navy for the remainder of World War I. He continued his pay disputes, resulting in trades to the Philadelphia Phillies in 1919 and to the New York Giants in 1921. There he learned much about baseball from the manager, John McGraw, and had some of the glorious moments in his career, such as hitting an inside-the-park home run in Game 1 of the 1923 World Series to defeat the Yankees. His Major League playing career ended with the Boston Braves in 1925, but then he began a second career as a manager. The first 20 years of Stengel's second career brought mostly poor finishes, especially during his managerial stints with the Dodgers from 1934 to 36 and the Braves from 1938 to 1943. Later, he developed some success on the minor league level, and Yankee general manager George Weiss hired him as manager in October 1948. Stengel's Yankees won the World Series five consecutive times from 1949 through 1953, the only time that has ever been achieved. Although the team won 10 pennants in his 12 seasons and won seven World Series, his final 2 years brought less success with a third-place finish in 1959 and a loss in the 1960 World Series. By then, he was 70 and was dismissed by the Yankees shortly after the defeat. Stengel had become famous for his humorous and sometimes disjointed way of speech while with the Yankees, and these skills of showmanship served the expansion Mets well when they hired him in late 1961. He promoted the team tirelessly, as well as managing it to a 41-20 win-loss record, the most losses of any 20th century Major League team. The team finished last all 4 years he managed it, but was boosted by considerable support from fans. He retired in 1965 and became a fixture at baseball events for the rest of his life. Although Stengel is sometimes described as one of the great managers in Major League history, others have contrasted his success during the Yankee years with his lack of success at other times and concluded that he was only a good manager when he was given extraordinarily good players. Stengel is also remembered as one of the great characters in baseball history. He died in 1975 at age 85, leaving behind innumerable fans and friends who could not help smiling every time his name was mentioned. "Never make predictions," he once said, "especially about the future." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 30th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.